I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. The Ohio House has passed a ban on abortion after the fetal heartbeat is found, which usually happens within the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. The measure will also penalize physicians who violate the law, will allow for civil actions related to the, quote, wrongful death of an unborn child, and makes it necessary for women, quote, whose pregnancies are protected under the bill, to be told about adoption options. The state Senate will be reviewing the bill in the next several weeks. A federal judge has barred the Trump administration from refusing asylum to immigrants who crossed the U.S. border with Mexico illegally. On November 9th, President Trump had issued a proclamation that stated anyone who did not cross the southern border at official ports of entry would not be eligible for asylum. A number of legal groups sued the administration over the proclamation, and today the U.S. District Judge ruled in favor of those groups, saying that U.S. immigration law allows a person to seek asylum even if they enter the country between official ports of entry. President Trump continues to face pressure from both sides of the political aisle and U.S. allies abroad to take tough measures on Saudi Arabia following the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Trump has called Saudi Arabia a, quote, spectacular ally, and said he is not convinced that the country's leader, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, was directly responsible for what happened to Khashoggi. U.S. ally France is considering sanctions against the country over the death of Khashoggi, while Germany announced it had banned 18 Saudi nationals. Pope Francis has changed the World Day of Migrants and Refugees to the last Sunday of September at the request of a number of bishops' conferences. In 2018, the World Day of Migrants and Refugees was celebrated January 14th. In 2019, it will be celebrated on September 29th, which is also the feast of the archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. In the U.S., National Migration and Refugee Week appears that it will still be celebrated around the Epiphany, January 6th through the 12th. The week celebrating migrants and refugees is celebrated by bishops' conferences around the world at different times. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.